Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Jackie Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. One of the greats of all time. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. And it's all free. We make it available to you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. And we're having a great visit with a new friend, Ed Sylvan. Edward Sylvan is the chairman, CEO, and co-founder of Sycamore Entertainment. Put a .com on the end of that. You can find his website and they're doing some very interesting things, as he calls it, video on demand, where you can find these movies as they're released in theaters. They're also released in your living room. So I encourage you to go check that out. And the new film, Ed, is called Eye of the Storm. The Eye of the Storm.
Yes, The Eye of the Storm. All right. Starring Jeffrey Rush, Judy Davis, Charlotte Rampling, 3 Oscar heavyweight.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeffrey Rush, he's a big name. Okay, let's move over. Talk about big names. Let's talk about the Oscars. Oscars are coming up this weekend on Sunday.
Yes.
And most people have been introduced over the years to the fact, they've just reading a few things and listening, that it's a very competitive situation. There's a lot of politics. There's a lot of wrangling and maneuvering and negotiating and maybe even a little bit of impropriety in how you get your movie in front of everybody. Tell us about how it works,
Jim. An Oscar, there's a lot at stake in winning an Oscar. It amounts to millions of dollars in revenue in DVD for an Oscar winner. It's a $100 million cottage industry. And these studios that have films in contention spend up to $10 million per picture to get a nomination and a win. And that money is used to hire, exactly as you said, literal lobbyists to go out and lobby the 5,800 voting members and to throw lavish parties and take out full-page ads in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal.
It's like a presidential campaign, isn't it?
It's exactly like a presidential campaign, and if you don't have enough money, you're not going to get noticed. And the key in an Oscar campaign is to not only have your film seen by the voters, because if they don't see it, they can't vote, but it's to keep that film relevant in the mind of the voter when they're sitting in front of that ballot, filling out that ballot.
What do these guys think when they spend millions of dollars on all this, and then some little obscure indie film wins that didn't spend almost nothing? How's that work out over there?
Well, Jim, that's almost not possible. If you're not the buy-in, really, the spend starts at around $2 to $5 million. So that film has to have some substance behind it. But there are a couple cases in point where that has happened. A few years ago, Hurt Locker beat Avatar. Hurt Locker beat Avatar, but that was a little political because Catherine Bigelow was the first female director ever to win.
Right.
So there was a little bit of diversity nudge happening there.
There is a little bit of that. I remember. See, I'm old enough to remember when, and it wasn't for the movie, but when John Wayne won an Emmy for one. I mean, won an Oscar for his performance. But the guy who I'm trying to think of the guys who played in A Man for All Seasons. He didn't win, and he should have, but it was because they wanted John Wayne to have his Oscar.
Exactly, and that happens. It happens a lot of times where they feel that somebody has their due, so there's that sentiment among the voters to see that happens. So, and the other case that happened, there was a movie called Crash, small little movie, and it beat out Brokeback Mountain at the time, but Brokeback Mountain there was a homosexual innuendo there, and so there was that political slant. And Crash was made in Los Angeles, so there was that reason why it won.
That's not going to happen this year, though, is it?
No.
They're not going to be any surprise. They're not going to be any big surprises this year, are there?
No, it's going to come in either Argo or Lincoln. I think are the front runners.
Wow.
And, Yeah, and
is there ever a tie?
No, there's never a tie. There's only one winner in the Oscars, and that winner stands to make $30 to $40 million in additional DVD sales, additional box office revenue. There, the actors.
So that's a pretty good. That's a pretty good ROI on $10 million, isn't it?
Oh, that's a great, great investment. Like I said, it's a cottage industry. There's investors out there, and what they do strictly is invest in Academy Award campaigns for the returns. Mm-hmm. They're winners. They're winners either way.
So who's? I haven't seen either one of those, Argo or Lincoln, yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure I've ever seen a film in a long time that before it was actually, was presented at the Oscars. I'm always behind the curve a little bit. Who do you think is going to win?
I think Lincoln's going to win. I think that movie Lincoln is going to wind up in the National Archives.
Yeah,
it's a masterpiece. It's going to be shown and taught in schools.
Daniel Day-Lewis, they're saying Daniel Day-Lewis is just transformed.
It's the best performance ever by an actor in the history.
Will he win the Best Actor?
Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands
Interesting.
Down.
So Lincoln may sweep. We'll see how that goes. Very interesting. Hey, Ed, really great education today. Good information. Will you come back another day and keep us informed?
I'd love to, Jim.
We want to learn more about Sycamore too. So you'll have to come back and tell us more about that.
Great. Thank you very much, Jim.
Ed Sylvan, Sylvan. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, is his name. His company is Sycamore Entertainment. Put a .com on the end of that, and you can find him in their playlist there, all the movies that they own and that they're distributing. So check that out, folks, and it's in your living room this weekend, by the way. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.